Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you are not in the mood yet, it's July 1st. You got 3 days to get in the mood. And if that song doesn't start you off, then this program will. In the house this morning, got Brent Lane, some guy that I hear about that's around and about in the community, over the sky. I don't know. But he is actually the morning show host of the Cat Country Morning Show at 98.7. And we also have with us back twice in a week here, we've got Anna Loches. Did I say it right?
Loches.
And she is the president of Pensacola Young Professionals. And guess what they're here to talk about? The fireworks this Friday.
It's all getting set to go boom.
Yes, I'm so excited. So tell me everything. I know you've got all kinds of things planned. They're going to happen, I know for sure. So, and Alan Strum's on your side. Alan
was
so good.
He was at the meeting. He said last night, he said, we're going to have some rain before the Friday, but Friday's looking good, 94, 96. And he said he'd had almost a 0 to 20%. So
nice. We were just talking about that yesterday at our meeting.
I understand.
What's the game plan? What's the backup plan? So glad to hear it.
Definitely. Yeah, no, he's excited.
Very important when Alan Strum says there's going to be a cone of good weather.
Yeah.
You're in.
You're in.
That's it.
I'm telling you. And having spent years myself being out at the beach and we did the fireworks out there, I would be neurotic watching that meteorologist report all week long. So I really identify.
Yeah.
I was checking the weather every 5 minutes.
Every time I pull up something and there's that cone, I'm like,
screaming, no,
don't do it.
Well, let's start with what time are we shutting down Bayfront so people can start lining up to see the fireworks? Which, by the way, it's important to note, they're firing off of the port. So for your best viewing angle, may be different than in years past, but Bayfront is great.
Yeah, Bayfront is excellent viewing. So we will be closing the roads somewhere around 2, 2:30 to get everything set up. The food trucks will start rolling out about 3 to get set up. And we'll have a bunch of food trucks this year and vendors along Bayfront Parkway in between Veterans Memorial Park and Bartram Park. And they'll open starting at 5 this year. And a key thing that we're doing is we're also keeping them open until 10 p.m.
Hey, great.
So last year we closed them right before the fireworks show, but we know everybody's trying to head out, want to get a treat, for the kids, ice cream on for the road home, and so we're keeping them open until 10.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great.
Is there ice cream?
Yeah. Oh, there's a few ice cream trucks.
That's what I'm talking about. You're speaking my language
cones.
Now.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 95, 96 on Friday, so it'll probably be warm Friday night.
We had the question, how many is too many ice cream trucks?
The answer is not enough.
We can have as many. Let them keep coming.
That's it.
Brent and I are on the same page on that one for sure.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks has been going on for, 20 years
at least.
This has been something that is quite the labor of love. It'll be synchronized on Cat Country 98.7. And when we say synchronized, what we really mean is the actual fireworks cues, like when it launches, it's all computer synchronized to the music during that soundtrack. So
it's very cool.
When the rocket's red glare, you get the red glare. That's a big deal. So it takes about. Just musically, I know you guys work on this year round, and Pensacola Young Professionals and Pensacola Greater Pensacola Chamber do this in partnership. And then at the beach, the Pensacola Beach Chamber is working on their fireworks show as well. But it's all synced to the same music,
right? And a couple years ago, we decided to do it at the same time, and we partnered. When I was at the chamber, we partnered, and Brent and I had multiple phone conversations and synchronizing the music. So if you can get a good spot, you can see two fireworks shows going on at the same time. Have that radio going, and you'll hear the great music.
And that is really important too, because when we talk about it being synced, if you stream it, you'll be off by almost a minute. Mm-hmm. So the rocket's red glare, pop, it's like, so, and every year it's a lot of fun. It takes about, we built the music soundtrack back in March, first part of April, and then it gets all the computer work.
People don't realize how much goes into an event like this, because you probably started about a year ago, I would assume.
I mean, we start right off as soon as we're done with this one, we'll start working on next year's. We've been heavily planning since January. To just get all the paperwork through,
Insurance.
Ordered. Insurance is a big one.
The folks at American Magic want to be sure you're not going to land shells in there.
That's right.
Well, and they've been great partners because we do shoot off, like you said, at the port.
Right.
And it's actually right there next to their new home. And so they've been an excellent partner, ensuring that space is still available.
Great.
Unfortunately, next year they will have their dock and their boat there, so we might have to change up a little bit. But this year we're all set for the port.
I know a good barge company, just in case.
Oh, good. We'll need
funnily
it.
Enough,
yeah.
I've got a location. But yeah. One of the things that you can also catch is the. Like, so all along Bayfront is blocked off, and you have a great chance for that. If you were looking for something else, the Community Maritime Park and the Wahoos are going to be doing something. We're going to have FM tuners in both of those locations, so if you're there, you'll be able to catch that. The Pensacola Symphony is performing at 7:30 as well, so there's a wonderful opportunity, thanks to Peter Mouget for what he's doing with helping make this a big community effort.
Such a great tradition.
It really is. You know, it's neat. So your best viewing, absolute best viewing, unobstructed view, if you can be on Bayfront, probably right in front of FPL. Somebody was asking me the other day, what is the absolute best spot? And the eye line from
straight
FPL
shot,
back to the port is money.
Veterans Memorial Park is excellent. Also, being out on a boat. You can't beat that. You can't beat being on a boat. But we do ask that you stay 1,200 feet away from the port if you're on a boat. We will have the fireboat out there, so just follow all of their instructions.
You don't want to get hosed down by the
fireboat. Yeah, you don't want to be hosed down.
Not fun. Not fun.
I would say the boat is going to be...
Well, I just I just got a question that came in on the text line here. They wanted to know, can you watch it from the 3 Mile Bridge?
We have guesstimated this for the last couple years.
This is a great question.
They're not shutting the bridge down, so there's no reason you can't be walking on the bridge.
But I don't think you can park on the bridge.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to walk.
You can park over in East Hill, whatever, and then walk to the bridge and do your thing.
I think that would be a great, it would definitely be unobstructed, and you'd see all the boats.
Yeah.
I mean, there were so many boats by the time we actually got to the show last year. I'm not sure there was space left.
Right.
I think the 3 Mile Bridge would be a great viewing point.
If you look at the logo of the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks, you'll notice it is the new
bridge,
Chappie James Bridge, in there. And that really is because it is a great backdrop to the entire 4th of July event.
And they'll probably have it all lit up in red, white, and blue, I'm guessing.
Well, you know what? That is also a good question. I do want it lit up,
but
I kind of don't want it lit up during the fireworks.
That's right.
It depends on your angle of viewing.
Yes, of course. Well, and just to mention, too, for that there are a lot of charters on the beach that are fishing charters as well as tourism charters, and they're all doing these special fireworks cruises, and it's so much fun. I'm telling you, I've done it every year, to be out on the water and be right underneath the fireworks. It's a lot of fun.
When we talk about this being the largest fireworks show on the Gulf Coast, it really is true. So only a 12-inch shell is real big and really hard to get. So we think there are, if Earl from Gulf Breeze is listening, he may already know the answer to this. But I think we have either 2, 4, or 6 12-inch shells, and these are mortars they don't even make or transport anymore, and this might be the last of it. So when it goes boom,
we're being told it's probably one of the last years, if not the last year, we'll have those really big shells.
That's exciting.
You can feel the concussion blast, and it can send your eyebrows from the bridge.
So you want to make sure you have your pets indoors, because they won't
keep
like
the
that
pets at home.
They'll be taken off. All right, we're so excited talking. I can't believe it's here this week, this Friday, the fireworks show here in Pensacola. Talking with Brent Lane from Cat Country and Ann Loches, who is with Pensacola Young Professionals. We're going to come back. If you've got a question for them, text it in at 850-437-1620. They are our expert this morning on the fireworks show on Pep Talk, our Pensacola expert panel. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to get ready for the fireworks this Friday night. Got Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7 here with us.
Hello.
Along with Anna Loches, who is the Pensacola Young Professionals Presidente. Welcome. So, fireworks Friday night. Tell me everything.
We're very excited to be hosting again this year, and would be remiss not to mention our partners, the Greater Pensacola Chamber. We've been partnering with them. This is our third year hosting the fireworks, and they're just a phenomenal partner to work with. Additionally, we work with the city of Pensacola and Escambia County to put this on every year and make sure it's a fun event for everybody, but also a safe event. And one of the big things we were talking about a little bit earlier is just safety in general. So we talked about staying, if you're in a boat, staying a certain distance from the port. But we also want to mention, don't bring your own fireworks to the show.
Oh, no.
We'll have a great show for you, but please leave any kind of fireworks, sparklers, things at home. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have a huge crowd out there, and there's just a lot of safety precautions.
It is important to note, because every year this happens, and then we always, you, me, one of the somebody from the chamber gets to go ask somebody, they have to put out their sparkler. Yeah. They have to. As much as that sounds like a great time, the amount, I mean, I'm just giving you the back end of this. There's so much insurance work in this. And if you want it to continue to happen, like keeping the mitigating insurance risk is half the battle. Yeah. I know that doesn't sound fun.
No.
And no part of this is, well, that's not as entertaining as I hope this would be. The whole thing is about keeping people safe. So when somebody comes up and says, please put the sparkler out or please do this, it has nothing to do with anybody wanting to rob you of your 4th of July enjoyment.
It's not personal.
Yeah. You know, if you and your friend are playing shoot the bottle rocket at somebody, that's a problem.
Right.
There's other people around. And so when it comes down to that, like our insurance is very specific. It costs
a lot.
So much more than it did even 5 years ago.
Yes, it's outrageous.
So to make sure that that is a mitigated risk, there is no fireworks at all. You can't bring any fireworks. Like, don't bring a sparkler. Don't bring don't even bring firecrackers, because somebody's going to ultimately have to walk up. And if it's not going to be one of us who are nicely going to be like, hey, look, man, it really, like, it's super cool. And I know you're trying to burn your friend, but you can't do that.
Right.
Then the officer is going to show up and be like, please don't be here or you have to leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll have city police all across the site. And so, you know, we definitely want to obey what they say, but it's better if you just leave it at home and enjoy what we have planned
for you. Be safe. Also, if you wouldn't mind, if some people maybe just joining the sprint, go over again what streets are going to be closed and when. That's really helpful.
Well, let's go. I'm going to go to Anna with that, because you guys do a wonderful job of making sure not only are there porta potties available, but there's also places for you to watch up and down Bayfront.
Right. So we shut down Bayfront all the way from Chase down to Bartram Park. So along that whole area, we'll have food trucks and vendors set up, and we have a ton signed up this year to be out there for everyone starting at 5. We also close the roads around Veterans Memorial Park. 9th Avenue's got a lot of construction right now, so just be mindful of that street in particular. But then Romana's also closed. Then we're all the way down at Bartram Park, near Fountain Park, Seville Square, that area as well. So kind of a large closure. So also keep parking in mind. You know, you might have to park a little distance out, but we want to make sure there's plenty of space for people to come and enjoy the event.
Really want to point out too, again, your angle of viewing. If you haven't been in 5 years, the angle of viewing is different.
Because
the barge used to be off.
Right.
Like out about a mile out and maybe south of the fish house.
Right.
Now it's off the port. Right. So because it's launching off the port, if you go to Bartram Park and you stand in front of that tree line, you're going to look straight up and be like, where are the fireworks at?
Yeah. Mm.
So you need to migrate down a little ways in order to get that backwards angle viewing. Or if you catch, I mean, if you really want to see it, you don't mind, there's not a ton of low fireworks in this. But if you are at Plaza de Luna, you could see it. If you are at Community Maritime Park, and particularly up on the grassy berm, you're going to see it over the top of the stage. That's great. And as you said, man, the boats, chef's kiss.
That's great.
And if you happen to walk 2.5 miles across 3 Mile Bridge and you are right about a quarter of the way out there, you're going to be like, oh, this is the best.
Yeah.
So
that should be a good spot
and
for
I'll add into with Bartram Park. We're filling that with a lot of vendors, a lot of food trucks.
Who's coming? I know you mentioned ice cream earlier.
We have a variety of food trucks coming out. If you're looking for pretty much any type of food, I know we'll definitely have Sunny's out there. We've got ice cream.
Surprise.
Eldon's not rolling around in the schooler. I don't know. What is he even doing in the fourth?
Right.
So.
We'll have, I think, somewhere around 20
Is
what
that's
we last
great.
Heard.
Oh, that's great.
But we'll also have them down at Veterans Memorial Park. So more food trucks at the park and then more stationary tents and things at Bartram Park.
So. Will 17th be open? 17th Avenue?
Yes.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll say, too, we have an interactive map on our website at PensacolaFireworks.com. So we're building it out now. So if you're looking for a specific food truck, you'll be able to go to that map and click on the little dots. and see where all of the food trucks are at the site.
Excellent.
Hello.
Yeah. Excellent. That's great.
Like it's, for your culinary delight.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I need Greeks. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It never fails. You get there with the kids. I'm hungry. Yeah. I want an ice cream.
Can I have a sparkler? No.
No.
All right. Put that sparkler out in your ice cream.
Excellent. Okay. Well, let's go over the times again. So they're going to be set up, what, at 5, you said? 5 o'clock?
Food trucks open at 5.
Uh-huh.
Go till 10.
Okay.
Fireworks start at 9, and you want to have that radio with you so you can listen to the synchronized music.
Really important. FM tuner. Don't stream this. This is normally, it's not that big a deal if you're streaming versus FM tuner, but that FM tuner will be in real time,
right,
and it is how you'll want to have the best viewing experience of the fireworks.
That'll work. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so we've got that, and then we also have the symphony. When did they start? A 7:30 at the concert, I think?
Symphony at Community Maritime Park is 7:30 on the grassy hill of Community Maritime Park. That doesn't cost you anything. You can still get tables, I think, are still available, and you can reach out to Peter Muget at Levin Papantonio right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been pretty fantastic. So that is a high end opportunity to go down and get that. And
now you'll be out there, right?
Yeah, we'll take the stage at 9 o'clock, and it'll go live, and then
and you get to
John
do the
Pickens,
countdown.
Bless his heart, his job is to press the big red putt at exactly the right time. And if you think about it mentally, you're looking for a mental image of how this goes, because it is the most stressful thing we do every year. Is every movie you've ever seen, when somebody's about to press the nuclear button, they have a little flip-up thing, and then they press it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine John Pickens. Don't get the count wrong, John. Counting on you. We are counting on you.
No pressure.
So yeah, well, there's a lot of pressure.
That was facetious.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so great.
Oh, that's great.
So great.
All right, we've got to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more details about the fireworks coming up this Friday, July 4th, Pensacola, 9 o'clock. Be there or be square, but we'll have some more info in just a second, right here on Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, and we are talking fireworks this Friday night, 4th of July. We've got Anna Lochis here with the Pensacola Young Professionals. Brent Lane with that other station, Cat Country 98.7. Just giving him a hard time. Okay, a couple minutes left. Tell us everything.
Well, first of all, if you have questions, I think PensacolaFireworks.com has all the answers. Right. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
It's also the busiest time of the year for that website.
Yeah.
Thanks, Google. You're the most.
Uh-huh.
But you really will get all the questions there. I think it's important to note that not only on Bayfront is that closed down, so plan it accordingly. You not only have food trucks, but you also have bathrooms.
Right.
So is there a particular place where the porta potties are hanging out? Like, restroom row, as it were?
Yeah. Well, we'll have restrooms at both Veterans Memorial Park and Bartram Park. And again, they'll be on our interactive map that's on our website. So that hasn't launched yet. We're still taking in some food truck vendors and wrapping that up today. And one of our committee members, Christy, is hard at work trying to place out all of the food trucks and our vendors across the site. So we'll
get
that map up in the next day or so, but it'll definitely be live on the 4th, ready for you to use.
Excellent.
So as you're heading downtown, remember you're bringing a portable radio. If you've got one of those Echo speaker boxes, those are great. Yeah. As long as it's got an FM tuner in it. Mm-hmm. The key here is not streaming it. Don't stream it on your phone. Don't, stream it through your Alexa. All of that is really about 60 seconds off of real time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to affect your viewing of the fireworks, because in this particular instance, the fireworks coding is very much synced specifically to specific times.
Yeah.
So, and they actually have a receiver on the barge or at the port in this case that is detecting that code that's coming through the signal, and it's neat, actually.
It's
one of the cooler things. Cool.
When Katy Perry says boom boom boom, and then you see the boom 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 right at the same time, there's nothing beats it. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, and those guys are pros. The
Pyro Shows
is amazing.
They are the best.
They have done a great job with
They're
this.
They're the best. So this is so exciting. Again, it's this Friday night. Mm-hmm. They can go to what website again? I know it's hard to remember.
PensacolaFireworks.com.
PensacolaFireworks.com. So Cat Country, when will y'all be out there?
Man, we are out there from pretty much start to finish, but you'll catch us at Community Maritime Park stage 9 o'clock for the live intro of the fireworks.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anna. I know you're going to be Saturday morning. She's going to be a relieved lady.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate all the Pensacola Young Professionals doing, the Greater Pensacola Chamber, City of Pensacola, Scammy County, everybody that makes this happen. Cat Country, I know they're working hard with Hyro shows to synchronize everything. It's going to be fabulous. So don't miss it. Thanks for listening to Pep Talk.